Andres. Now, I'll be talking to Andres Savignano. And Andres, first of all, what was the song about?
Hi, everybody. The song is about the happiness, basically. It's called Felicità. And Albano say, like this guy, the singer, is saying for him, happiness is just like un bicchiere di vino con un panino, so a glass of wine and a sandwich.
Okay.
Very simple.
Let's talk about the glass of wine, not a sandwich, but the amount of variety of Italian cooking. Yeah. So what is authentic Italian cooking? Is there such a thing?
Well, it's, like there is many things like about authentic Italian cooking. I mean, in the generally is what is known in England, in Ireland, in US, are many dishes like brought from Italians years and years, generation ago, that changed through the years. So, like, many place doesn't do really authentic food. If you not talk about authentic Italian food, is more like
you mean it's done at home, really. It's cooked in isn't Italian food more regional?
Well, there are some general rules.
Yes.
But yeah, everybody in his home in the end does different recipes. Is very regional. There is 20 regions in Italy. Every region does different dishes. In every region, every city, different dishes. In every city, every family does different dishes. So,
what you're saying is it's authentic. Cooking is, say, your nonna's, which means the grandmother's cooking, is not your mother's cooking.
No, it's very different.
So that means it is so varied, right? So it's not only regional, it's also every household cooks differently.
It's varied because they used to use whatever they found in the fridge, basically, and using for adapting for the recipes. So it's like in every part of the world, not just in Italy.
Exactly. In my part of the world, the same. People who cook a lot because you cook with spices, but every household cooks and everybody's recipe is very different. Within one household, you can have many recipes of the same thing. Say, for instance, if you're cooking fish, it would be different kind of recipes. Each person cooks differently. But, of course, we use spices. Is it similar? Like, you use a lot of herbs.
No, it's very similar. Like for example, now we are in Dublin, the place that I manage is a restaurant based on dishes from Sardinia.
Yes. You are a restaurant and it's in the north side, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Dronconda, just close to the stadium, Croke Park.
Croke Park, just beside. And then you have Sardinian cooking. Sardinia is an island, isn't it?
Sardinia is the second, like there's two big islands in Italy. One is Sicily and the other is Sardinia. And like in these years working with Sardinian people, discussing about the dish to put in the menu. For example, pane frattau is one dish that is very, very simple, just made with bread and stock. I was talking with Sardinian from different part of the island, and one family was doing with egg, another family without the egg, another family with a meat stock, another family with veg stock. So also in the same region, different families do the same dish in totally different ways. So
it's actually each person has their own ways of cooking. So you do Sardinian cooking, and I've been to your restaurant. It's wonderful. It's really good.
Thanks.
I'm not going to advertise it, but it's a really good one.
Thank you.
It's very simple. The food is very simple.
Yeah.
And that simplicity is what is quite authentic in Italian cooking, is it?
Yeah, probably is like one of the main thing about Italian kitchen is the basic of the ingredients used, and that's like the big difference also between the Italian way to cook and the French way to cook. This like French is very, very high level for everything, very expensive. Italian with simple things, you can make something wonderful.
Yes, yes, because it's very simple as well as, I think it's, is it because it's always very fresh, good vegetables or herbs, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I was doing some research into cooking in Italy, just because I love cooking myself, and I pretend to cook Italian, right? I think everybody pretends, because I don't know what
we
is it.
We try.
we try, yes. And what I found was, I mean, there were one of the first recipe books, cookbooks, was written in Greek about Italian cooking.
Okay.
It was very interesting, yeah. In first century BC or some BC, it certainly it is. And then it's from antiquity, there's always about, you'll see these, like the Romans, you know, reclining in you know, having a few orgies as well as lots of food and wine. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So I suppose it people have pictures of Italians always eating. Am I right?
Well, that's the probably what people imagine. After it's not exactly
yes.
like this,
yes.
but probably is how are you saying? Yeah, is not like one thing. The other day when we were discussing about this interview, one thing that is very important to highlight. Yes, Italy is not definitely just pizza and pasta. There is much more. There is many different dishes or things that we do and that people probably, if never go in Italian restaurant, can't imagine. I often talk with people in Dublin, for example, with taxi guys, and they told me, oh, I don't like Italian food, I don't like pizza. It's not just that. There is many, many options, many things.
So let's see, for instance, when you were growing up,
yeah.
I remember you telling me that you come from, your family comes from many regions, right?
Well, my father is from a part of Italy, is from Campania near to Naples.
Isn't that where the buffalo...
buffalo mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Yeah exactly. exactly. His family is kind of very, very close to the buffalo mozzarella, the different kind of cheese.
You know they make it in Cork now. They have buffaloes in Cork.
Yeah, I tasted that. It's quite nice.
Yeah,
it's quite nice. Yeah.
Not as nice as
no, it's different. Place. Definitely. The milk is different, but I think is they are doing well. It's not too bad.
Yeah, so, and your father comes from this area,
yeah.
And what about your mom?
And my mother is coming from Sicily.
Ah, yes, it's the south.
So,
yeah.
There
it's
where
south.
They do arancini, you know, the rice balls fried.
Do they grow rice there?
I'm not sure. I think probably, well, the north is very famous for rice, north of Italy.
Yes. I've seen a film called Bitter Rice, an old one.
Yeah.
And I remember, and it was all about rice growing.
Okay. Yeah. Not sure if it's really honestly grow rice. Probably not, because I think it needs lots of water and a few problems for water in there. So.
And in that part of Italy, what else? It's warm place, isn't it? It's a warm place.
Sicily is is very, very, very warm place, as Sardinia it is. Like all the South Italy is warm, much warmer than North.
And some of these tomatoes we get from is from Italy.
From South
and
Italy.
Spain
from, definitely
Italy.
From South Italy.
Yes, it needs sun.
From Puglia, Campania as well. You know, there is the tomato that we use, for example, for pizza.
Yeah.
That are the San Marzano. That are very nice tomato.
In Sardinia, they have goat cheese, isn't it?
Yes.
We're famous for goat cheese.
Most famous probably for sheep cheese
and
for pecorino. They have different cheese. There is one cheese that now is prohibited. They just produce inside families. It's called casu marzu. And basically is a cheese with worms inside.
Really? Tell us about it.
Yes. It's a very strong smell. You see alive worms inside. You eat it. It's actually very nice.
With the worms?
Yeah. Very nice.
Okay.
But it's not anymore... they can't produce anymore. They can't sell it. So unless you have a Sardinian friend that bring to you here, you can taste it.
Okay, it's not sent abroad.
No.
Is
no,
it
no.
to do with the EC and it's
yeah,
you know,
with the
health and safety.
Health and safety.
Right.
That doesn't
so
allow the
you won't be selling it in your restaurant, yes? Yes.
we absolutely we can't. But it's very nice.
I'm sure it's nice because it's not a worm, it's a maggot, isn't it? It's something that grows in it. And there are people who eat that. I mean, traditions of, yes. So tell us about... what is your favorite when you were growing up?
My favorite dish?
Mm.
Very difficult question. Probably I was a bit Irish when I was young because I used to like potatoes a lot.
Right.
And my mother used to do some meat skewer.
Yeah.
Filled with garlic, bread. Crumbles and like is kind of veal meat.
Yes.
And after it's cooked on a grill, I honestly don't know the name of this dish. Is typical from Sicily as well, but it was amazing every time that I back. She also last time she prepared for me.
So you have to go home to get it.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't make it in your restaurant.
Not this one. What I really like in what we do is the fregola, that is a very typical Sardinian pasta.
Uh-huh.
It's a small and is with seafood, so it's a long cooking. It's a kind of risotto.
Mm.
It means slowly cooked for about 25 minutes. But it's very, very nice, made with seafood.
Yes, I mean, my mouth is watering now. So anyway... what you're saying really is it's your mother's cooking or your nonna's cooking, isn't it? So you have all regions. You have three regions that you...
Well, because I'm from Tuscany, so Sardinia as well, so four probably.
So what about olive oil? It's like a wine, isn't it? Good olive oil.
There's many different kind depending from the quality of the olives, from how they collect the olives, if they mix with leaf or not, that it depends from the weather of the year and many other factors. And there is hundreds, probably thousands of different extra. If we're speaking extra virgin olive oil, they do tasting about that as well.
Like wine.
Yeah.
Like good wine.
Yeah. We have another place, like the restaurant where I work is part of a small company. It's called Wallace Wine Bars.
Ah.
We have another place in the city center.
Mm.
It's called Enoteca delle Langhe. They have three different extra virgin olive oil, and they actually do in Dublin a small tasting about olive oil if somebody's interested.
Right. Yes. So people can go there and taste.
Yeah, there is the option to make a little tasting of oil. We have three different parts of Italy.
Yes. So and they taste different because of the soil of that country.
Yeah, it depends from the year as well. How was the weather that year, the summer, and everything.
And the year is important, like wine, isn't it?
The
taste
is something that
would you say
have many factors and can be very different from a bottle to other, exactly like the wine. Yeah.
Yes. So you could say, it's 1970 or 80 or 90 olive oil. This olive oil is good from Puglia.
You could say probably. Yeah,
you could say. But I've seen a lot of... from Puglia, isn't it? That's the place where
There is many big olive trees in Puglia now. They were planted, some of them is like a thousand and thousand years. Are beautiful trees as well. If you go there on holiday, I suggest to make a visit. Like, they're amazing. They're very, very wild trees.
And they don't cut them at all because
they are very, they have a high value. Olive trees have a very high value.
People try
to
grow
actually
them.
Hug them. They are so big. Amazing.
If they're 1,000 years old,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So you must have Is it the soil that makes the oils taste? Hmm?
There's many factors. One is that probably.
So tell us about your life in Ireland. When did you miss all the food and what we were talking about before? You know,
I actually don't miss the food because I eat always very well where in the place where I work. I have there is very good.
You can get
very good products in Ireland, so. It's difficult that I miss that something about food, wine. You can find everything, especially in the last years. It's I think it's changed a lot. Just in the last 10 years, probably there is some products you can get buffalo mozzarella, for example, that before you mentioned to me,
made in Ireland.
Made in Ireland or made in Italy in the morning, you can get in the evening in the table in Ireland, because we used to take buffalo mozzarella produced from a small craft shop in close to Naples, and we're flying on the day and arrive, and we were serving the same night, exactly the same night.
Really?
And that's absolutely amazing. Yes,
it is delicious. As fresh as possible.
Or other products, I don't know, about you were saying about rice. We use acquerello rice, that is a kind of aged arborio. That to use for a risotto probably is the
it's
best
rice. It's a special
rice. It's called the Ferrari of rice, so it's very, very high quality rice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you use only that for making the special rice dish.
The risotto in the risotto that we do at the moment is changing very often. At the moment is prawns and pumpkin cubes, but the rice that we use is acquerello rice always. Mm.
So there are special ingredients for special dishes, and which make that's what we were talking about being authentic, isn't it? So the ingredients have to be special.
The ingredients and also the hands that works the ingredients has to be authentic.
Of course, the hands and the brain that goes into it. And I suppose you have to have the tongue to taste it.
Definitely.
Mm. And I think, do you think people's tastes have changed now since there's a lot of Asian food, there's a lot of European food, so especially Italian food is very popular.
Dublin is very international, so
it is very international, especially Dublin.
Anything.
In
the last year, pizza is growing a lot. I think in the last 5 years, open about 25-30 new pizzeria in town.
Mm.
And the level is growing every year more. Like I remember about 10 years ago, 9 years ago, when I arrived, was probably just one place making a good pizza.
Mm.
Now there is at least 6-7 good places using fior di latte, fresh mozzarella, San Marzano tomatoes, good flour. They make raise the dough for enough hours. So.
I noticed that, for instance, although we call this tomatoes, except for olive oil, tomatoes and potatoes, and these are new world stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have to say the truth, yes.
Yes, and now they've become authentic Italian.
Well, now tomato is probably the more common ingredient used in our cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So now we'll have to go and try and make one of those dishes.
It's almost lunchtime, no?
It is almost lunchtime.
Still is what?
Yes. So thank you. Thank you for coming going around Italy a bit and thinking about this wonderful food, Italian food. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.